Well, we'll ask an assistant coach at the moment for the Dragons. We go to Matty Elliott, who joins us on the line. Hey, Matty.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I love a mullet too, but I don't know if they look as good these days, mate.
Hey, Matty. No, I don't think so either. But we're talking about a Tommy team. So a team who of players for the current day players who would most reflect the attributes of Tommy Radonikis. Who's that player in your squad there at the Dragons who you think would most represent the attributes of a Tommy Radonikis?
Well, I think Blake Laurie. You know, he goes at the opposition hard. It was good watching him and Clemmer go at it last week. So, yeah, Tarek Sims. We've got some tough guys in our team, but I'll pick Blake.
Which one of the Sims had used to grow massive hair? Like, he had a mane.
Ashton.
Ashton. He could grow some bloody hair, couldn't he?
I only sit here and envy now, Spud.
So, fair enough.
I'm sticking it back in, mate.
Yeah, mate, it's great to see you back coaching in the capacity of what, mate, you're one hell of a coach, but as being an assistant, what is your role, mate? Do you like to do the defence or the attack? What position are you doing there?
I'm the attack coach, Spud. So, okay. Peter Gentle and Hook do all the clever stuff. To be honest, we've probably been rolling on the back of our defence and our mentality, that's for sure.
Well, that's rugby league, mate. If you get the defence right, and I've been really impressed by your Dragons, but Lomax out wide, he did not miss that goal. Did you watch that kick there? I was kicking him through. He was going for 26 or 27 in a row, and I reckon it went out. It was in, but I just think the back line you've got to play with there, you must have unbelievable days of seeing some magic in front of you.
Yeah, mate, and you know when you think of, you know, we've got a young kid, Cody Ramsey, who's really developing. He's got so much potential, and Jack Bird is—you can just see his confidence returning. You know, he's obviously had a couple of tough years of injury, and you know, and I really believe that the team's starting to, you know, to develop, and you know, Matt Dufty's benefiting from that as well.
Hey, you know what, Matty? I remember being in a little bowling club and I ran into a board member at the Dragons, and at the time there was a rumour, innuendo as to who would coach the Dragons. And I did my own research as to the point. I went through Hook's career. He had 7 or 8 years before coming to the Dragons, and his defensive column read, it was about 17 points a game, which over the long term is absolutely phenomenal. And it's such a big part of rugby league, and I was surprised that he was actually sitting on the sidelines. Why is he so good in the defensive column, Anthony Griffin? Because it's just helping out this club dramatically.
Yeah, look, it is his focus, but I wouldn't limit it to defence. I think, you know, and some people underestimate this, and it's just been an amazing reminder for me, is that clarity brings so much to performance.
Mm.
So, you know, with Hook, players know what they need to do and they know how they're expected to do it. And both on both sides of the ball, that, you know, that's in modern footy with the speed of the game and the physicality of the game, that you know, if you add complexity to having to deal with that stuff, that makes it very difficult. And you know, I believe that that's Hook's real, real strength, is that, you know, that there's no misunderstanding of what the expectations of you are, but also there's real clarity on how you're meant to do that as well.
Yeah, keep it nice and simple. Jack Gibson kicked to the Seagulls. That was it was a simple philosophy. Yep. There's no doubt about that. 3 straight wins, Matty. It's a major assignment. You're taking on Parramatta, who are yet to taste defeat. How do the Dragons beat the Eels this Sunday?
Oh, well, first of all, what we can't do is beat ourselves. Mm. And, you know, that we've been, you know, making our job harder than we need to be the first month of the season by, you know, not respecting possession like we need to, and our completion rate needs to go up. If we have the same completion rate this weekend, well, we're going to be diagnosing why we need to win rather than, you know, how we did win. So it's something that we really need to make sure that we do really well, is respect the ball, because they give this opposition too much, and you know, they'll make it a tough afternoon for us.
Nice little switcheroo during the week for you guys. You pick up Billy Burns from the Panthers, a player from a winning club. Eddie Blackett goes to the Penrith Panthers. How does this all happen, Matty? How do these conversations start? Were you in need of an extra back rower? Of course, Tyson Frizzell leaves the club last year. So how does this all come about?
Well, first of all, the beauty of being an assistant, Joel, is that I don't have to do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have to talk to player managers or go through that process. So that's the beauty of that process. I guess the you know, but if you have a look at it, we did need another edge. And I did some research on Billy just after I knew he was coming here. And, you know, that Panthers obviously are looking for a middle, to, and that's why Eddie got his opportunity there. But, wow, I think we've done a, we've got hit in the backside by a rainbow there. I think we've got a player and a player of great quality.
Absolutely. He's played 12 games for Penrith and won 10 of them. So he's only lost one game in his career, Billy Burns. He knows how to win, Spud.
Yeah, Matty, I just also, you know, we keep hearing in the media other couple of other players might be going there. Josh McGuire, I reckon, if he's not one of the Queensland, the Cowboys, I think he'd be a magnificent pickup for the Dragons up front, but also for Fita. I've always been a big fan of him. He's fit. Mm. He's playing reserve grade at the moment, but we'll wait and see what happens there.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Again, as I'm not even, there's no BS here, gents. I just, you know, and that's the great thing that Hook, you know, he, again, with that simple clarity is that I know what my role is and I don't have to worry about that stuff. So it just seems like any player that's sort of semi-available on the market gets attached to the Dragons, whether that's real or not. I honestly don't know, guys, but both those fellas you spoke about, they've certainly achieved a lot in their career. And I think, you know, our coach has shown that you know, he's getting the best out of guys who many have thought that their best footy was behind him.
Corey Norman, it was all chips in this year. He needed a big year. He's having a big year. What do you put, and you are heavily involved with the attack at the Dragons, Matty, what do you put down the improved performance of Corey Norman down to?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but again, he's had a clear expectation put on him. He's a good player, mate. And he's also a powerful person. He does have a really good way of influencing the whole group. And that, one, a good player and having a really positive influence on the group and giving him that responsibility, certainly, yeah, like, I'm the attack coach. Some days I feel like, mate, you want to take my seat, Corey, and, you know, do all the video because, you know, he knows his stuff, mate, and he's been, yeah, really impressive. And I really believe he's, there's better to come from him.
Yeah, Matty, I'm loving calling New South Wales Cup for Fox there. And this week, I've got the Parramatta side versus St. George. The players that have gone back, is there anyone which should stand out for me to go and chase up and see what sort of objectives they've got to play first grade, mate? Is there anyone there knocking on the door week in, week out?
Yeah, you know, look, there are some good young players. You know, obviously the Feagai brothers were one of them out at the moment, but you know, they've played a little bit of first grade. And Jordy Pereira, you know, it's been a tough call on him for a guy that, you know, has played a lot of first grade, but just can't find his way. He'll end up in the NRL. So, you know, there's a lot of guys of quality that are on the way up. You know, Jaden Sullivan's back as well this week. So I'd love to get your assessment on him, mate. He's a, you know, he's played one first grade game, but he's a really exciting prospect for us going forward.
Yeah, well, I like to go in the sheds before the game. Half the time, these players, who the hell's this bloke walking in the sheds? But I just love going into having a chat to both front rowers because you know what it does, mate? It gives me something to commentate on. I've never done this before, so I want two front rowers bashing the other two front rowers, and then my game's easy.
Well, mate, you should give them some advice, you know, about bashing people, that's for sure. I can remember a Charity Shield game that you probably don't even know you did it, but yeah, you levelled me out. But, I'm over it now, mate. I'm not carrying it forward. It's gone. I'm not thinking about it at all.
I have remembered that, but mate, all I can say is sorry.
All I'm going to say is ouch.
Yeah. Hey, Matty, Jake Friend retires. What do you make of the announcement of Jake Friend? He was such a terrific player, wasn't he?
Yeah, I had the honour of working at the Roosters in 2012 and working with Jake. And, you know, sometimes you hear, you know, we tend to be a little bit cliche around this and, you know, great player, better bloke. But if that applies to anyone, it's Jake. And you talked about the adversity that he went through early in his career and, you know, how he had to turn his life around. And, you know, I find him very inspirational. The fact that he didn't play as much rep footy as he should have. What was that guy's name? Smith? Someone Smith. He was a decent hooker.
Yeah.
Kept him out of the team for a while. But, you know, to see Jake play Origin last year and win that series and obviously, you know, captain the Roosters to grand final victory, he's worthy of that. You know, some people get lucky in their careers. Jake never got lucky. He earned the whole lot of it. And, you know, I heard the words that you said about him and, you know, being in Team Tommy. I honestly believe that Tommy would be, you know, telling him that he'd be playing hooker this weekend, that's for sure. So, yeah, I'm thank you for the opportunity of acknowledging what a great player he's been, but what an awesome guy he is too.
No, well said, Matty. We've got to go, Matty, before you go, though, game of the round is the Raiders taking on the Panthers. How do you see this one playing out?
Did you say that for game of the round? You know we're playing Parramatta, mate.
Sorry. The second best game of the round sees the Panthers take on the Raiders.
What a game that's going to be. I'm going to lean towards the Panthers in this one, but yeah, I think it's good. Yeah, it's going to be one really tight contest for sure.
Nah, well done, Matty Elliott. We always love speaking to you, mate. We appreciate your time and good luck in the match of the round on Sunday night.
Yeah, just be careful there, Joel. Don't get him upset, mate, because he'll level you out too.
Yeah, I know. I've already got him upset, Matty. We do appreciate that. Eels versus the Dragons, by the way, and that'll be on SEN as well. We'll have you all covered there.